I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. City councilors continue to discuss the future of the Cafe Teo pilot project and whether it should become a permanent fixture as the city enters a transitional phase amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Toronto Mayor John Tory presided over the meeting, hearing the presentation of the project's future from Transportation Division Services General Manager Barbara Gray and several deputations.
The Cafe Teo 2023 and beyond, which is on the agenda item 2.4. And I think the way we're going to do it is we're going to start off with a brief presentation from Ms. Gray, and then we're going to go from there to our deputations and then on to a discussion, questions of staff and the usual. So, Barbara, thank you for being here and for all the hard work of your team on this, and over to you.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit about our proposed permanent Cafe Teo program that the staff is recommending. I'm Barbara Gray. I'm the General Manager of Transportation Services, and I've been working collaboratively with Economic Development and Culture and MLS and a number of others, including City Planning, on this program over time. So as you probably remember, Cafe Teo started as a temporary emergency response to the pandemic and resulted in widely enjoyed vibrant activations on our main streets. And this report represents the final step in making the program permanent and sustainable for this year and for future years. Our recommendations are designed to balance the needs and uses on our streets, provide predictability for businesses, and make our main streets attractive and accessible for all Torontonians and visitors, all while being fiscally responsible with costs.
The popular pilot project allowed restaurants to expand outdoor seating when indoor dining was limited during the height of COVID. Installations on the sidewalks and into the city roads accommodated the extra customers. The steady flow of customers also allowed many local businesses to stay afloat during COVID. Deputations at the meeting welcomed the continuation of the project.
The cafe program is one of the successes that came from the challenges, that is COVID. A $203 million economic impact to the city attributed to this initiative can't be underestimated, nor can it be surpassed by any other program or event that I'm aware of in this city. The return on investment is resounding. Thanks to the vision of you, Worship, Council, and staff, notably led by Barb Gray, Carlton Grant, and Pat Tobin, and the dozens of city staff that processed applications, installed barriers, inspected the program, and helped market it. Collectively, we were able to provide lifelines to our local businesses and communities during the worst of times through unprecedented lockdowns and restrictions. And the report before you rightfully celebrates this creative economic development response and recognizes the need for the continuation of a cafe culture, not only as a recovery tool, but an investment in vibrant communities, tourism, and a strong hospitality industry.
However, some disagreed with the increased cost to keep it going. They pointed out that restaurants are still recovering from the pandemic and have yet to recoup the same revenue levels before the lockdowns.
Restaurants incurred mounting debt during the pandemic when they were mandated to close their doors. During that time, debt began to compound as their expenses for property taxes, rent, insurance, utilities, and overhead still had to be paid despite the inability to open their doors to customers. And while there were some subsidies and deferrals to assist with this, the reality is that most had to take on incredible amounts in loans that they will need to be paid back. With people still working from home, tourism numbers still lagging, and consumers feeling the pinch of rising prices, the traffic numbers are still a huge challenge for our restaurants. Add to this the significant increases in rent, insurance, interest rates, energy, and ingredients, along with unprecedented labor shortages that mean they can't operate at capacity. And you have many restaurants still questioning the long-term viability of continued operations. As to the matter at hand, let's return to Cafe Teo. The proposed changes mean thousands of dollars of new costs to participate in the program, along with being an administrative burden for an industry that is already maxed. As you've heard from the BIAs and submissions, permit fees, application fees, approval fees for drawings, the cost of building or modifying patios to meet new standards, as well as costs for teardown and storage. While they're proposed grants to assist with costs, they still mean thousands of out-of-pocket expenses for restaurants. We're hearing from many restaurants, especially the independent restaurant owners that are the significant numbers in most of our Toronto neighborhoods, that they won't be able to make it work. The return just isn't there for them, and they can't take on any more debt. Most don't have the ability to access this investment upfront, as they're focused on making payroll and paying suppliers.
The new proposal for continuing Cafe TO includes a one-time application fee of about $865. Also, there will be yearly payments of $132 per square meter on curb lanes and $44.14 per square meter on sidewalk lanes for the installations. Sidewalk lanes for the extra seating is estimated to cost about $14,000. At the moment, the city's grants may cover up to $7,500 if businesses are deemed eligible. Throughout the Cafe TO Property Improvement Program, businesses must submit applications to be eligible for these grants. Decisions on the future of the project, as Toronto's patio season is set to return in the spring, are expected to be announced in the coming weeks. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative